It's been a busy start to the new season at Hamilton Park. We are racing again on Wednesday, the 31st of May, and it will be our fourth meeting of the month. It's our Cadzo Castle race day. Gates open at 12:30, the first of seven races, 2:20, all the way through to 5:20, and of course, under 18s go free as per usual. Always book in advance for the best deals possible. Mention of the first race, we got underway as I mentioned at 2:20. Our first of the day is actually the follow us on Twitter at Hamilton Park Racecourse Apprentice Handicap, and it's an interesting race in itself because these are the stars of the present and maybe of the future as well. Amy Wolf actually took this opening apprentice handicap last year for Jim Goldie on a horse called Rory, named after one of Jim's grandchildren. And Amy tries to win it again on another Jim Goldie-tuned horse, this time Be Proud. So could it be a bit of deja vu for Jim Goldie and, of course, for Amy Wolf? Incidentally, rising star apprentice Billy Lochnane is riding in this race as well. He's on Brian the Snail for Patrick Morris. He's got some nice rides today, has Billy Lochnane. Martin Todd Hunter's hoping that a return to Hamilton Park will spark some improvement for Molinari. Molinari carries top weight in the Weatherby's Global Stallions App Handicap. That's over 1 mile and 3 furlongs. Likely to be one of the outsiders in a field of five, but he's been to Hamilton Park once before and he was a course and distance winner and quickish ground, similar to what he will encounter this time round. That was a couple of years ago. Mick and David Easterby came up with Where's Jeff? Where's Jeff's been put up £2 for a recent course and distance success. Well, Jim Goldie in this particular contest has got the bottom weight, a la Francais, who has got course and distance winning form at Hamilton Park last September. So just the five runners, but quite a competitive little race that at 3:50. The race before that at 3:20 is the Weatherby's Digital Solutions Handicap, a Class 4 contest this time, over 6 furlongs. Billy Lochnane, I mentioned earlier on, has got some nice rides. Swiss Ace of one of them in this particular race could well be favourite for Ruth Carr. Swiss Ace with 10 stone 3 minus Billy's £3 claim, of course. Looking through the race, well, Yasser's another Jim Goldie horse that will be fancied. He uses Paul Mulrennan a lot. Yasser was a very well backed favourite to Ayr last week. It was actually 7 days ago, last Wednesday, from double figure odds all the way into favourite. Didn't have the best of runs through, but ended up finishing in third place. Never actually got in contention. We've got the Digital Solutions Handicap form from last year. Well, last year it was won by a horse called Inver Park. He won this race last year before going on to win at Royal Ascot in the Buckingham Palace Stakes just a few weeks later. So you just don't know what type of horses that you're seeing in front of you at Hamilton Park. Very often they go on to much better things in the highest grades of all. The 250 is for two-year-olds. A two-year-old is the youngest age that a thoroughbred racehorse can actually race at. And as a result, not a lot of form to go on. And in the case of one or two, they're having their first day at school. I thought that maybe Crack the Code, number one for Shane Gray and Kevin Ryan, could be the one here. It's going to be about 7 or 8 to 1 on a low based in North Yorkshire at Hambleton, where he's got the likes of York and Catrick and Redcar and Beverly in his doorstep. Kevin Ryan's actually recorded more winners at Hamilton Park than any other turf course in the UK. Now, he's had more runners on a couple of the old weather courses, but that is some stat, isn't it? He loves sending horses and good horses to Hamilton Park. And as I say, he's represented in the 250 by number one, Crack the Code. He's had 123 winners already at the South Lanarkshire venue. And if you go back to a May the 19th evening card, Jungle Mate gave him his very latest success. Crack the Code, incidentally, is a very speedily bred juvenile. So 5 furlongs should be right up his street, and he can hopefully build on that fourth place debut effort at Beverley. So there's a look through the runners and riders then for our meeting. Don't forget to book online as always ahead of all the meetings to get the best deals. And just a heads up, we've also got 4 meetings at Hamilton Park in June. Our next one comes up on Thursday the 8th. We also race Wednesday the 14th, Wednesday the 21st and Thursday the 29th. So get those tickets organised for Thursday the 8th of June, and we'll see you racing at Hamilton Park real soon. You're guaranteed a good time.